In case you haven't heard, my brand new book, Feel Good Productivity, is now out, and it's actually a New York Times and also Sunday Times bestseller. So if you've ordered a copy, thank you so much. If you've read the book already, I'd love it if you could leave a review on Amazon. And if you haven't yet checked out the book, you might like to consider checking it out. Now, when I was doing research for this book, I found out that Grammy and Golden Globe winning singer and songwriter Adele suffers from stage fright. Now, this was pretty surprising, and it made me wonder, how does she deal with it and perform on stage in front of thousands of people? In this bonus episode of Deep Dive, let's play a snippet from Chapter 5 of the audiobook for Feel Good Productivity to find out. As the glow of the stage lights began to illuminate the arena, Adele realized her palms were damp with sweat. She was about to face a sea of thousands of people. She had done this a few times before, but this time she was terrified. The fear of performing in front of such a massive audience threatened to engulf her completely. Before Adele became a global icon, she was a talented artist struggling to conquer her fear of performing. It was during one of her early concerts, when the anxiety threatened to derail her career, that she stumbled upon a technique for overcoming fear that would change her life forever. Adele took her inspiration from Beyoncé. In 2008, Beyoncé named her third studio album after her alter ego, Sasha Fierce. Beyoncé said that Sasha Fierce was a persona that she could channel on stage to become more confident, more powerful, and free from inhibitions. Sasha Fierce is the fun, more sensual, more aggressive, more outspoken side, and more glamorous side that comes out when I'm working and when I'm on the stage, she said. Inspired by Beyoncé, Adele created her own alter ego, Sasha Carter, an amalgamation of Sasha Fierce and the legendary country singer June Carter. Sasha Carter was everything Adele aspired to be on stage, fearless, unapologetically bold, and radiating confidence. By stepping into the persona of Sasha Carter, she was able to distance herself psychologically from her fears and become the confident and powerful performer she had always dreamed of being. Adele's alter ego hints the final way we can move through the paralyzing effects of fear. One of the most common forces that drives our procrastination is the fear of being seen. Whether it's giving a presentation, sharing a new video we made with strangers on the internet, or going to a party where we might not know everyone, fear of being seen or, quote, found out for who we truly are can keep us from growing outside our comfort zone. But what we're afraid others will notice about us, our mistakes, small missteps, our worst qualities, aren't typically what we notice in others. When we look at ourselves, these things seem a lot bigger and more important than they really are. And this calls for a final way to get through the effects of fear. So far in this chapter, we've talked about knowing our fears and reducing their hold over us. But for the most daunting tasks, these methods might not be enough. We can't eradicate all our fears. We need to overcome them. That means finding a way to move from fear to courage. And it begins with changing the way that you're seen by the most important person in your life, you. Experiment number 5, stop spotlighting. For me, this process began at my friend Jake's dinner party. It was a lively Saturday evening at Jake's house, and the room was buzzing with laughter and lively conversation. Jake had been planning the party for weeks. It was a big deal. Everyone around the table knew that he lived off Uber Eats day to day. Cooking up a buffet of delicious food for his friends was unprecedented. Therein lay an opportunity for a hilarious joke, I thought. As Jake dished up, I waited eagerly for a lull in the conversation, and as he piled the glorious dishes on the dining table, I spotted my chance. "Thanks for ordering all this delicious food on Uber Eats, Jake," I said. There was a moment's silence, and then a lot more silence. Nobody laughed. Then some clinks of forks and knives against plates. My face flushed red, and I suddenly felt hot. That hadn't gone well. It wasn't funny, and even worse, I'd probably offended my host, who had been slaving away in the kitchen for hours. Later in the evening, still paralyzed by embarrassment, I had a mild freakout to my friend Catherine. Had I utterly humiliated myself? Had I alienated all of my friends in one fell swoop? Would nobody invite me to dinner ever again? She looked at me with surprise. She hadn't even realized I'd told a joke. "I was busy helping myself to the food," she said. "His cooking is surprisingly good, isn't it?" My imaginary faux pas taught me a powerful lesson. I'd overestimated the degree to which others noticed and judged my actions. As the night continued, I looked around the room and realized that the world wasn't focused on my every move. Everyone was far too busy attending to their own concerns, laughter, and conversation. I'd fallen prey to an interesting phenomenon known as the spotlight effect. We're highly attuned to what others think of us. This makes sense. As social creatures, our amygdala is always on the hunt for threats to our status. But this means that we spend our lives believing a spotlight is always trained on us, and that everyone around is constantly looking at us, analyzing our behaviors, and passing judgment on our worth as human beings. In a series of papers published in the early 2000s, psychology professor Thomas Gilovich and his co-authors proved, time and again, that individuals have a remarkable tendency to overestimate the degree to which others are thinking about or judging them. People are often anxious about how the tiniest details of their actions and appearance are likely to come across to others, he writes. Some of this anxiety may be misplaced. Many of the details of our appearance or performance are likely to be lost on the audience whose opinions we so assiduously court. The truth is, everyone is concerned mostly about themselves and how they're coming across. They're not spending much time, if any, thinking about us. What this suggests is that the spotlight effect can be reduced with a simple reminder that, well, no one cares. And when fear is holding you back from doing something, this can be profoundly liberating. No one cares if my first few YouTube videos are terrible and cringy. No one cares if I write blog posts that are a bit rambly because I haven't had much experience of writing. No one cares if I show up to this salsa dancing class as a total beginner without a partner. No one cares if my belt doesn't match my shoes when I attend this party. This mindset of no one cares can be totally transformative. It's one of the simplest methods I've identified to reduce my own anxiety-related procrastination. This isn't a magic bullet, mind. Dealing with fear is a lifelong endeavor, and I don't expect that after listening to this book, your fear of what other people will think of you and your work will disappear completely. But there's a healthy level of fear, and then there's a level that paralyzes us. Understanding the spotlight effect means you can just make a start right now. Nobody cares if it's rubbish apart from you. And finally, we come to experiment number 6, the Batman effect. Sometimes, remembering that no one cares isn't enough to overcome our fears of public humiliation. When Adele stepped out into that arena, she was probably freaking out because, frankly, quite a lot of people did care. In these moments, we can take a leaf out of Sasha Carter's book. Adele's method of stepping into an alter ego can be a powerful tool for overcoming fear. There's even a fun scientific name for it, the Batman effect. The Batman effect was first identified by a team of researchers led by Professor Rachel White at the University of Pennsylvania. White and her team were curious about whether adopting an alter ego could improve a child's approach to a task. They designed a study that involved a group of kids aged 4 to 6 years old. The children were given a task that required them to concentrate and resist the temptation to engage in a more enjoyable activity nearby. The children were divided into 3 groups. One group was given no specific instructions, the second group was asked to reflect on their own feelings and thoughts, and the third group was asked to think of themselves as a superhero or another character they admired, like Batman or Dora the Explorer. The children were then monitored as they attempted to complete the task. These researchers chanced upon an intriguing insight. The children who were asked to imagine themselves as superheroes or other characters exhibited significantly better self-control, focus, and perseverance than those in the other 2 groups. This finding highlights the potential of the Batman effect as a tool for overcoming our fears of failure, and in turn, overcoming our procrastination. When we embody the traits of a fearless, confident alter ego, we can tap into a reservoir of courage and determination that we might not feel our regular selves possess. I've been using the Batman effect to overcome my own insecurity for years. I find it particularly handy when it comes to speaking in public. Often, I'm plagued with insecurity and self-doubt, and even though I've been delivering classes and presentations for years, I sometimes feel the fear associated with putting myself out there. In this context, my alter ego is young Charles Xavier, aka Professor X, from the X-Men series, played by James McAvoy. My physical trigger for stepping into the identity of Charles Xavier is when I put on my fake glasses. That's why I still wear glasses in many public settings, even though I've had laser eye surgery. They help me adopt a professional, intellectual alter ego that I need to overcome the imposter syndrome I often have when giving a speech. You need not be as avid an X-Men fan to use this method for your own fears. Think of something you've been putting off due to self-doubt, taking up a new hobby, or perhaps launching a side hustle. Now, identify an alter ego who would have no trouble with it. Who embodies the qualities you want to have? Qualities like confidence, bravery, determination, or even, dare I say, discipline. Next, step into your alter ego. Find a quiet space where you can be alone and take a few moments to visualize yourself transforming into the alternative you. Imagine yourself adopting their posture, voice, and mindset. The more you practice, the easier it will become to channel the Batman effect when you need to overcome fear or procrastination. And finally, I find it helpful to create a mantra or affirmation, a short, empowering phrase that represents your alter ego's mindset. Repeat this mantra to yourself when you need a boost of courage or motivation. For example, I am confident, I am fearless, I am unstoppable. These mantras might sound cheesy, but they're remarkably effective. They remind us that we, or our alter egos, have reserves of strength that we can barely imagine. I hope you enjoyed that little snippet of my brand new book, Feel Good Productivity. I had so much fun recording the audiobook in a studio in London. It was a lot of hard work, but quite a lot of fun. And so if you fancy listening to the entire book, it is available to purchase wherever audiobooks are sold. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Deep Dive.